Hello, everyone. This is LS, your hostess. And no, not the letter L. E-L-L-E. L. Welcome to the Seven Keys podcast. Our story begins on a Saturday morning. Ashley Reed was a productive person. Every morning, she woke up at the same time as her alarm, got out of bed and made it, got showered and dressed and brushed her hair, then went downstairs to have breakfast. And she was homeschooled, so she didn't even have to do all that. However, Ash's 11-year-old brother, Jax, was not a productive person. Every morning, he didn't wake up to the alarm, and if he did set it, he would ignore it. He just buried himself deeper into the covers and slept longer. When he finally got up, he would feel around for his glasses until he found them and put them on, stumble out of his unmade bed, and down to breakfast. One morning, I think it was in June, Ash came down to breakfast, her hair wrapped in a towel. "Hey, Mom," she said, "what's for breakfast?" "Oatmeal," her mom responded, setting a steaming bowl in front of her. "Perfect," Ash started quickly shoveling the oatmeal in her mouth. "What's the hurry?" her mom asked, putting Jax's bowl in his spot at the counter. "We don't have anything special to do today." "I know," said Ash. "I just want to get back to my painting." Her mom nodded approvingly. "Your Girl in Moonlight one?" "Yeah," Ash responded, washing her bowl at the sink. "I just have to paint her hair and then some finishing touches." "Sounds like fun." Her mom laughed, then frowned. "Is your brother still not up?" "Who knows?" Ash asked with a shrug. "Jax!" her mom called. "Come down for breakfast. Your oatmeal's getting cold." "Coming," Jax called in a sleepy voice, and then stumbled down the stairs, rubbing his eyes. He plopped into his chair. Suddenly, Ash and Jax's dad came down the stairs into the kitchen. "Good morning, everyone," he said cheerfully. "Why are you so happy today?" Ash's mom asked. "I just thought since it's a Saturday, we could all go on a family walk together," her dad responded. "Where to?" Ash asked. Her dad shrugged. "You don't have to go places on a walk. You can just walk around and come home eventually." "Eventually?" Ash wondered. "I'm not really sure what you mean by that, and I'm not really sure I want to know." Her dad came up with strange schemes often, so she wouldn't be surprised if he was planning some scavenger hunt or something crazier. Jax was an outdoorsy kind of kid, so he had perked up when he heard family walk and had been paying attention since. "I'm done eating," he said, pushing his half-eaten bowl of oatmeal away. "Let's go." Ash's parents exchanged glances. "Well, if you're done, then you won't get to eat again until lunch," her mom told Jax. Jax looked down at his oatmeal, then pulled it back to him. "Fine, I'll eat it." "Good job," said Ash's dad, ruffling Jax's hair. A few minutes later, the family was out the door. "Where are we walking first?" Ash asked, pulling out her sketchbook. She liked drawing landscapes along with people. People were her specialty. "I thought we might walk to Longgrass Park," Ash's dad said. "Okay," Jax said happily. After a while of walking, Jax complained, "I'm thirsty." "There's a drinking fountain up ahead," Ash noted, pointing to it. "I'll race you there," said her dad, who played basketball sometimes and was a good runner. "Game on," said competitive Jax. "Of course." "How about the whole family races?" Ash suggested. "And then we can all get a drink." "Sure," said her mom with a shrug. Then they all raced to the drinking fountain. Ash and Jax's parents were in the lead. "Never!" Jax yelled, speeding up. All of a sudden, a trap door in the ground opened, and their parents fell through the hole. Their screams echoed off of the tunnel, or whatever it was. "Mom! Dad!" Ash yelled in fear, and the two siblings raced over to the strange trap door, just as it flipped close again with a thud. The siblings could hear locks clicking into place. Ash whipped around to look at Jax, her eyes full of worry. "What just happened?" she asked. Jax shook his head. "I don't know. This has to be a dream," Ash said, shaking her head too. "I mean, our parents couldn't possibly have fallen through a trapdoor." "A trapdoor? Seriously?"
"Do you want me to pinch you?" Jax asked.
"Sure, do whatever it takes to wake us up," Ash said, trying to yank the trapdoor open again, but it wouldn't budge. It was locked. Jax pinched her long and hard, and Ash yelped, "Ouch!"
"So we're not asleep?" Jax asked in horror.
I don't know, Ash said. "We need to get our parents back. That's all that really matters right now, whether we're in a dream or not."
Suddenly a voice boomed and they jumped. "So you're looking to get your parents back?" Ash looked up to see what looked like a wizard. She barked out a sharp laugh. "Ha, ha, funny game, everyone. Or dream, or whatever. Dad, take off your Dumbledore costume you wore last Halloween." "He doesn't have a Dumbledore costume," Jax whispered to her. "Who cares?" Ash said bitterly. "Everyone, you can quit the joke, because it isn't funny." "It's not a joke," said the wizard person. "What is your heart's desire?" Ash rolled her eyes. Could this get any cheesier? "Our heart's desire is to get our parents back," Jax informed him, and Ash elbowed him. "Ah," the wizard nodded, and his long gray beard waggled when he did. "Then you must complete the great test." "Dad, you know this sounds so cheesy," Ash said. Except she was starting to wonder, who was this guy? Because it clearly didn't sound like her dad. And of course she knew he didn't have a Dumbledore costume. Obviously. "What's the great test?" Jax asked, his eyes wide. Ash elbowed him again. He seriously believed all this mumbo-jumbo? But secretly, she was hanging on to every word. "The great test is, well, a test," the wizard started. "There are 7 doors." He stomped his staff on the ground, and suddenly Ash and Jax were in a round room. 7 doors lined the room. "Behind each door is a portal that will take you to a different world," the wizard continued. "Your job is to retrieve a key from each world and bring it back to the trap door. Once every key is back, you can unlock the trap door and find your parents." Jax was eating it up. "Awesome!" he exclaimed. Ash was doubtful. "But that's probably going to take forever. We won't have our parents back in, like, a year." "Not if you do everything quickly," the wizard said. "Also, I forgot to mention, a protector. The protectors of the keys all protect their keys, like the name explains. They will only let you have a key if you prove you are worthy of it." "And how do we prove we're worthy?" Ash asked. "Each protector will test a certain skill, such as speed and strength," explained the wizard. "Well, at least I know I'm fast," Ash muttered under her breath. "So, are you ready?" asked the wizard. "No!" Ash exclaimed. "We have to get ready! Get all the necessary supplies!" "The necessary supplies will not be necessary. All you need is what you have." "Ha ha, you really have a dumb sense of humor, don't you?" Ash shook her head. "Well, I'm not going without supplies." "Ash, we should do what was your name again?" Jax asked, turning to the wizard. "Gandalf," said the wizard. Ash rolled her eyes. "Really?" "No, not really," said the wizard. "My name is actually Exior. Now go!" Ash didn't budge. Jax tugged on her sleeve. "Come on, Ash. Do you want to get our parents back or not? And if you don't want to, I'm going to go by myself. And you probably don't want me to go by myself. So do you or not?" Ash took a deep breath. "I do, but I don't want to jump through a portal and be tested and everything and retrieve 7 keys to get them back." "It will be fun," Jax said. "Come on." Ash stood still. Should she go? Or should she live her normal life without her parents? Would it be selfish not to go? It would be. Because, really, they were her parents after all. It would be hard not to save them. Plus, she would miss her parents every day. And who knew where they were? They could be tied to boards with hungry goblins leaning over them and drooling over them. She shook the thoughts away. Now she was getting way too into this weird fantasy stuff. I don't... But before she could make up her mind, Exior stomped his staff on the ground. The first door was flung open, and Ash and Jax were sucked into the swirling purple portal. The start of their adventure.
Well, that's about it for the first episode. Tell me how you liked it at ashreadpodcast@gmail.com. If you didn't catch that, that's ashreadpodcast@gmail.com. ashreedpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. LS out.